BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hi, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, as part of Radio 1 Rock Week, I ring up rock god of Radio 1, Daniel P. Carter, just to check a few things. Also, Jack and Alex off of All Time Low, Jalex, live in the studio. Sarah Cox plays a rock special of Real or No Real. And Example's got a brand new insult for us all. Enjoy it. It's Wednesday Scott Mills Daily, starting now.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
And I can't pretend that that does me.
Mariah Carey on Radio 1 now, you do just think Christmas.
It's a weird one,
in
isn't
June.
It? It's like, it does make you...
You recognise her voice instantly, but it's like, it's just, it's odd. But quite a good song. Mariah Carey and Miguel Pujol and Beautiful. And this is Scott Mills. Okay, Vampire Weekend coming up. Are you enjoying Rock Week?
You didn't just play Mariah for Rock Week.
No, I mean, that's not part of it.
No.
But every evening... Saying Low, Dan P. Carter, loads of brilliant live music. Mallory Knox, Don Broco, Queens of the Stone Age already this week.
It's quite full on in the evenings.
It is.
It really is. I've been getting involved as much as I can. But you know what? Like, I think there is only so much that I can really tell. I don't know how rock I am for this, really.
No.
I'm trying.
I am as well. But can I be honest with everybody now, right? I'll level with you here. I do like a lot of rock music, but I wouldn't say that I'm particularly rock myself.
Well, you're not exactly dressed very rock today.
I'm wearing a blue
starters.
Blazer. No, I'd quite like... I'm about to do something, and I'd quite like to call Dan P. Carter, who's like Radio 1's resident rock expert, does the rock show, just to see if that thing that I'm about to do is rock or not.
Okay, and what are you about to do?
Well, let me explain to him in a minute. He won't mind, will he? No.
Hello?
Dan P. Carter.
Hello.
Scott Mills, hello.
Hi, mate.
You're right.
Yeah,
you know,
not
it's
bad.
It's Rock Week this week.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware.
I'm concerned that I'm not really rock.
Okay. Why? Well, you know, I mean, you... No, you're not.
No. I'm about to eat sushi for lunch. Is that rock, Dan?
I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Would it be better if he was to say bite the head of a bat or something like that?
I guess so. Yeah, that would definitely be more rock to eat a bat head.
All right, thanks, Dan, then.
Bat head sashimi, maybe.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks, then.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, All Time Low, just after 1:30, it's only Jack and Alex today. I don't know what the other two are doing, but Jack and Alex, always good value. They'll be here just after 1:30.
Have they sent their apologies?
Well, we'll find out when they come in.
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe they're just doing something, I don't know, maybe they've got like a hair appointment or something, you know?
I love that you could just call Dan P. Carter like that.
I know. Well, he's a very nice man, you know, and like anything rock, he will know about.
He is Mr. Rock. Is that weird?
Rock.
That doesn't sound very rock, does it,
no,
actually?
But he is. Yeah, so I quite like that. So sushi doesn't seem to be that rock.
No, funny that.
Yeah. So I booked All Time Low for this show today because it's Radio 1 Rocks this week. And they're my most rock friends, I would say. But then I thought, are they rock? Because they do quite well in the charts and they're quite good looking. And sometimes I do see them in pop magazines. So are they pop? You know what I mean?
I think you can do all that, though. It can still be rock, can't it?
There's only one man that'll know.
Are you calling him again?
I need to ring Dan P. Carter again. You won't mind.
Hello?
Dan?
Hello?
I just need to check. I've booked All Time Low on my show today for Rock Week. Is that rock?
Now I know you're messing with me.
No, I have. They're coming in soon, 1:30.
Well, you put me in an awkward position.
Oh.
I mean...
Rock or not?
Well, no, I mean they are.
Right.
But
Have I got this wrong?
No, they are. Yeah, they are.
They are. All right, thanks then.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here are Alex and Jack, of All Time Low.
Yeah.
Hi there.
What's up?
Good to see you again.
Yeah, you as well, always.
I enjoyed the tweet I got from Jack recently, asking when you could come into the show again to talk more nonsense.
We're very professional.
No, I like that. I think more bands should do that.
We just like showing up and harassing you.
That's I really enjoy it always. we have a laugh, don't we?
Yeah, we laugh.
If you want to watch this, if you want to see their faces, you can go to the Radio 1 website now. We were like, should we put the cameras on for All Time Low? And the
Absolutely.
Answer was yes. So bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get it on your mobile phone now and also on your computer, on your tablet, whatever you're watching it on. Now, every time we get you guys in, we do seem to discuss a wide range of subjects.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And let me tell you, Jack, today you are sitting in the same chair as Cy was sitting in on Monday.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
I could sense a kind of powerful kind
powerful
of thing
Korean vibe coming out of
that. That's right. And Alex, you are sitting in the chair that Jennifer Lopez sat in a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, let's trade.
How's that make you feel?
We have similar rear ends.
Yes,
so.
You do. We provided a cushion for her, but not so much. Not for you. Cy called us the weirdest people that he'd ever met.
Really?
That surprised me.
From Cy.
That's from Cy, yeah.
That's what I thought. That was a bit of an odd one for me. He actually called me the strangest man he's ever met.
It's because have you seen that video where he performs like he farts in his hand and then puts it in someone's face?
Yes.
He asked him to do that.
What?
Of course I did.
Yeah, he's like, you are weird.
You did it first.
Yeah, exactly. What's been happening since we last caught up? Fill me in.
Ooh.
Mm. Doing some stadiums with Green Day. It's a good start.
We've been doing some cool shows. Yeah, we've been following Green Day around. They've been absolutely amazing to us, treating us really well. Nice guys.
They're like your heroes, though, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. It's been a really cool kind of full circle moment from, you know, sort of growing up listening to their records and looking up to them to sharing the stage. It's a learning process, and it's really exciting.
Sometimes you look over and you see Billy Joe Armstrong on the side of the stage and you kind of freeze up. What do I do?
Very surreal.
How do I play guitar?
So have they been to you then? Because it must be, I always think it's a bit odd when you do meet your absolute heroes in music.
Yeah, no, they're great. They're really, really nice guys, really down to earth. And just treating us like, you know, like, very well,
bros.
Considering. Yeah, exactly. It's you know, big bands like that don't always treat the openers that well. So it's nice to see that they take care of.
Has there been a time where, like, I hear that sometimes the main act will never even meet the openers? Sometimes
it does happen. Yeah. You know, I mean, and they're, you know, they are very busy. They've got things going on, and they're in and out. But no, they seem to make a point to kind of stop by every now and then and say, "How's it going? You know, how you guys doing?"
That's really cool. Do they get you any presents at all?
Yeah, every morning there's a new gift.
A new car.
Like some bank goods.
Yeah. Here's some brownies.
They bake for us.
They've taken up new hobbies. Yeah. Look,
they're
macrame.
They're just happy that they're speaking to them, you know?
Yeah.
I saw you were in Germany as well.
Yep. We just flew in, actually, from Germany the other day.
Okay. Yeah. I find that the... I was talking to another band about this the other day. I find the interviewers on TV and radio in Europe... often,
oh my
often
God.
They get straight to the point, don't they?
It's so
They're
good.
They're so brutal, man.
I absolutely love it because you have to understand that that's just the way it works over there. But it's the
let's hear your accent.
There's
you
so many
one.
Like it's kind of almost backhanded most of the time. It's like, so your new record not as good as your last record. Why is this?
Did you do this on purpose?
Did you want to sound worse to sort of keep a like a you want to stay out of the mainstream?
Oh
that's what we're doing.
I mean, it may have come across as a bit rude, but I just think it's kind of, it's brutal, kind of, they think they're being brutally honest, maybe.
Yeah no, and it's...
Which
it's,
to them is a good thing, I guess.
Yeah. You kind of can't let it offend. You have to just sort of roll with it.
And which country would you say has the most brutal interview technique?
If not Germany, then France.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the best question in terms of... That's really harsh or really weird that you've been asked in a foreign interview.
I mean, it's got to be the German interviews. Those are always my favorite.
So you just did a whole bunch
France.
Of those, did you?
Yeah, we've done a few. Every time we go, there's like a few of the same people that we see every time. It's always the same like outlets.
And do you discuss it afterwards? Like, wow, I can't believe they asked that.
Of course, yeah. It's just
and this guy in his broken French English accent was asking if I would sleep with Rihanna.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Where
that
did
has
that
nothing
come
to
from?
Do that has nothing to do with anything. But yes.
The answer was of course yes.
One Direction were telling us that they
they were on, and they were like, "So, do you watch naughty videos together?" It's like, "What?
Okay, yeah.
What? Of course,
yes." It's always following like a question that's completely the opposite. So it's like, "Oh yeah, new record's great. Who'd you record it with?" And then
that.
Do you watch porn together? It's like, what? Left turn.
Also, you've been doing your own podcast, which has been doing really well.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Full Frontal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we aspire to be you.
We just want to be like you, Scott.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
It's quite different to this show in many ways.
Yeah,
in a lot of ways.
Maybe it's the kind of show that I would like to do on a station late at night.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's
like Loveline meets our stage show.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, we just put our own spin on whatever it is we feel like talking about. And it's a lot of fun because on the internet you get to say whatever you want. There's no.
So you are allowed to say anything.
Anything.
Yeah, literally anything. I mean, we try to keep it somewhat kosher, but yeah.
Can we have you as a guest?
Yes, I'd be all over that.
That would be amazing. Nice.
Yes.
Is that why it's doing so well then? Because it's called Full Frontal. Is this an idea that we can maybe take? Because I think
fans of the band will know that these boys, they like to not have any clothes on a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of,
it's freeing.
It's how God made us.
Yeah, and it's kind of, for fans of the band, it does what it says on the tin. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But we should rename your one then. I'm just thinking about it now.
Yeah. With a naked vibe to it.
Yes, because we'll get more Google
hits.
Well,
look how many downloads they're getting.
That's
yeah,
so
it's
many.
Amazing. We had the number one podcast. Pretty cool.
So do you enjoy doing the... It's kind of radio, really. Do you enjoy doing that?
It's so much fun.
We're so bad, but we're getting a little better every time.
It's just... It's something new. You know, I think Jack and I never really shut up. We love to talk. So it's just... It's a new outlet for us. It's, you know, we have a lot of banter on stage, and it's kind of just a... You know, sort of
a continuation,
an expansion of that.
And do you write stuff down that you're going to talk about, or is it just kind of free form where you just turn up and do it, a bit
we
like this?
We do. We have some notes. We take some notes. We're trying to be as professional as we can.
A couple drinks to get loose.
Yeah.
Do you do jingles? Do you do like your own jingles?
We're working
Jack
on
and
jingles.
Alex.
Yeah, that would be good. You should do them.
Yeah. That's true, though. Some of the best ideas from this show over the years have been devised in a pub.
Mm. Right. Yep.
And then sometimes you will get to the point where you read them the next day and go, no, I don't know what that means.
That's not English.
Yeah.
We always have to listen back because it's not live, luckily. No. We do one a week and we tape it a few days before it airs. So we do have a chance over the weekends to listen back, you know, under slightly more critical way and say, well, look, does this need to come out? Because it really makes no sense. We're just blabbing at this point.
Do they edit you at all?
No.
Not really.
This is good.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, we're going to play Backseat Serenade. Tell us all about that if people haven't heard it already.
Yeah, new single. It's just a song about singing to one another in the backseat of a car after a good night.
Okay, All Time Low, Backseat Serenade. It's on now on BBC Radio 1.
Backseat Serenade.
Okay, the cameras are on the Radio 1 website if you want to see Jack and Alex from All Time Low, and that is Backseat Serenade, yes. New single. Hey, it's Radio 1 Rocks this week, and you are the, well, you're my most rock friend.
Yes,
thank
so
you.
So that's why we got you in.
Nice.
However, I'll be honest, the genre doesn't sit particularly well with me. Mm. Is there anything we could do to sort of rock it up a bit? Because
we brought you some eyeliner.
Yeah, we've one of the big things is that you have to have the guy liner.
Oh,
so we brought an eyeliner stick for you.
Is that really rock?
Yeah. Yes,
I think so.
100%.
You throw. I was saying we got to get you in like a leopard print onesie.
Oh sure.
And some guy liner.
I have some extras in my closet.
And
I can imagine.
We'll bring like a flying V guitar in.
Yeah. Is that really for me or is that yours?
No, it's Claire gave it to us to give to you.
Yes, Claire. Pass it over. Yes, I love it. Now, here's the thing.
So how does that stuff work?
Okay, I only put it...
On the eyeball.
On the eyeball, straight on.
Yeah.
No, I like to put it just on the top.
Yeah.
If you put it on the bottom, if you're a boy, makes you look like a panda.
Yeah.
You agree? Panda.
And I've always heard Pete from Fall Out Boy always said, the trick is to sleep in it.
Oh, really?
One night and get it really just nasty looking.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think he would apply probably more. I think Pete, looking at him, would probably apply more than I would.
Right.
Like, he'd probably get through half of this. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Do you wear this?
No.
I usually end up just, I can't be trusted with it because I'll start just drawing facial hair and.
Yeah.
I have a mustache and a beard by the
end. See, I'm already 100% more rock than I was 5 minutes ago. This is awesome. Hey, it's the Kerrang Awards tomorrow night. You're up for 5 awards.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Is that why you're here? Did you just come for a vacation in London and hang out for a bit?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's cool. But where are the others, by the way?
They all, exactly.
Oh, man, we forgot them.
I know. We're like 10 minutes into the interview. Oh, there's some people missing.
Yeah, they're still in Germany. We left them there. No, they flew back home to have a week off. Because the Green Day guys, I guess their kids are graduating?
Yeah, from
so,
high
yeah,
school.
So, yeah, they went back to do some parent stuff. And so, yeah, we got the guys went home. We stayed here just to hang out.
To do kid stuff.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. It's good that you've come here for a holiday because, of course, you've got the weather.
Yeah.
yeah. But you like London a lot.
It's really fun, man.
It's so much fun.
Because you've probably only been here to play and not there's not been much downtime.
Exactly. So we just get to explore, you know, get massages.
Yeah, we're only ever in for like a day or two at a time. So, yeah, we never really get to wander around and you know, get a feel for the city. So.
And I can imagine you two there with your map on the open top bus.
Oh, we got our train, our tube cards.
We had Oyster
cards.
We had dinner at Parliament the other day.
You did?
On Monday night.
How?
Yeah, it was a good time.
How?
So Nigel Adams and his Mike is the other MP we know, and they do like rock the.
It's called Rock the House.
Rock the House.
They're trying to get involved.
They took us and Mark Hoppus to dinner at Parliament.
Yeah, oh, hang on. I saw you. Was a tweet with you and Mark Hoppus and at the London Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yes, yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's pretty cool evening, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So, Jack, why are you up for hottest male and hottest female at Kerrang?
That's impressive, right?
It is. But why?
I honestly have no idea. I woke up, I thought it was a joke. I researched it. It's not.
He transcends gender.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's become. He's just,
I'm the best thing.
Yeah, he's just the best entity.
Everything.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear a dress?
I was thinking about it, but they don't actually announce that award at the awards.
Oh.
The hottest one. So I was like,
He also didn't pack any dresses on this trip. So
not on this one.
Yeah, not on this one.
Usually
yeah.
He brings a bag, a separate suitcase. But
I think it's good that you're up for male and female, though, because like I don't, in my history of awards, thinking about it, I don't think that anyone's been ever up for both.
My mom is very proud and also not proud.
I feel pretty bad for the actual females.
Yeah, I know.
Such a good point.
Like, sorry, Hayley Williams.
Who are you up against, Hayley?
Hayley Williams.
a bunch of beautiful point. Actual girls are up for the award, and then they have this guy just.
I really hope you win.
So do I.
Thank you.
Imagine how gutted Haley's going to be. She lost out to Jack. I've got some fan questions. Lily wants to know, where are the others? We just covered that. Sydney wants to know, why are you such pervs?
Oh, it's just, we were born that way.
That's how we were
made. We are a product of our parents.
Yes.
Raised by pervs.
Now, I mean, we'll just talk about Rock Week. Are you actually rock or are you secretly quite posh, like a lot of rock stars these days, especially British rock stars, who, you know, they'll often have a cheese and wine evening.
Oh, yeah.
We've had a few cheese and wine evenings.
Okay.
It's definitely a guilty pleasure of ours.
But then you'll just throw the bottle out the window.
Oh, yeah. Then you smash the bottle to make up for it.
Rock it up a bit.
Alex did once try to smash a hotel window with a bottle of Patron
so
that he could throw the TV out there. Failed miserably.
This was Jack's birthday.
It was my birthday. Alex partied more than me.
I had more fun than he did.
There's a lot to rewind in there. The bottle was Patron, which is tick.
Yeah.
To sum it up, the night ended at about 3 or 4 with me carrying a flat screen TV over my head. I was naked, wrapped in an extra large T-shirt.
Yeah.
Walking through the hotel lobby, to which no one reacted because I think they were just too.
In shock.
Confused and
Which
shocked.
Country was this in?
We were in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, so in the States. Mm. And then, yeah, it ended with me walking through the lobby of the hotel and just smashing the TV in the courtyard of the hotel and then running for our bus as fast as I could.
Did you pay for the TV after? Did you felt bad?
I did.
I knew you would.
Yeah, he paid.
I woke up. See,
there's the difference.
Yeah, you get rock and roll as hell, and then the next day... You have during cheese and wine hour.
You're like, oh, I better pay for that flat screen.
Yeah, yeah. I felt bad.
But then you had to run for a bus.
I did. Our tour bus. We were leaving
tour
that
bus.
Night. Yeah, our tour bus was parked outside.
It wasn't the 210.
No, I wasn't catching.
That's not very rock.
Yeah.
It sounded all right up to there.
This is good. From Amy. Can you ask All Time Low if they were a girl band, which one would they be? Because she did have a dream once that you were a Destiny's Child tribute act.
Nice. Yeah. I think Spice Girls, though.
Weird dream.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Which one would you be?
Alex would be posh.
I'd be posh for sure.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be scary.
Scary. She's on TV a lot in America now.
Is she?
She's on America's Got Talent.
All right.
Yeah.
Judging people with talent.
Go figure.
Yeah. Faye says, oh, yeah, this is good. Weirdest place you've fallen asleep. There must be loads of these.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's keep this PG, Alex.
I know, I'm trying to think.
I know, yeah, this isn't your podcast now.
Greece. Greece, I fell asleep once at, I think I must have had too much sun, we'll call it that.
Yes.
I fell asleep by the pool, and it was probably like 8 or 9, and I was woken up at probably 5 in the morning by the cleaning service who was going around the pool. I had just fallen asleep out there.
Oh, you did that last year in Kavos. No, in Zante.
I did something quite similar. Yeah, did you get bitten?
The mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, I was covered. Yeah, I was covered. It was bad.
Yeah. But it saves on the cost of the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you've probably already paid for it or whatever.
I didn't have to have the room made up, though.
Which was your aircon working? Because that was the problem with me.
Oh, you went outside because it was hot?
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
it was too hot in the room, so you went outside. It was late.
It made sense at the time.
It was one of those things.
Here's the thing. Stephen wants to know, because you must get given stuff a lot, do you ever eat anything that a fan has sent you?
We have taste testers.
Yeah, this is a very tricky question because
so they eat it first, and if they don't die in like 5 minutes, then we eat it.
safe.
Because you must get sent cakes, chocolate. I'm imagining all pop stars and rock stars get sent cakes, chocolates, various candies. Do you eat any of it?
Yes, but we have a sort of a fan club within our fan club of some kids that we know and trust. Absolutely.
Okay, so they're in the circle of trust.
They're in the circle of, you can bring us baked goods and we'll eat them. And then there's sort of the other ones that we're like, I've never met you before. I don't know if I trust this to be cake or hair.
So people in the circle of trust, fine. If they throw you a muffin, all good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not. Throw away.
Yeah.
And I guess,
we don't throw it away. We feed it to our crew.
Oh, good.
Scott, are we in your circle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We can cook for you.
Next time I'll bring
You'd let it. These guys bake for you.
Oh. no, I think I would.
Choose your next words wisely.
I think I would. Emily wants to know, why do most bands hate the food in the UK? You see a lot of tweets about this.
It does happen. I think it's because people come over here expecting to be able to eat because a huge thing that I find in America is Mexican food is massive, and over here it's not.
Not at
all. So I think a lot of people come here and they just eat the wrong things.
Okay.
They don't go to the right places because we've never had a problem really.
No.
But
you're also, Alex is from here, so he's experienced.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I know where to go. I point us in the right directions.
Exactly.
We love pub food, so we do all right.
Oh, do you do the pubs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all about getting the curry after the show.
Is it?
Yeah, it's great.
Awesome. How spicy? Out of interest.
Well, depends. Depends on.
This is quite a rock question.
I mean, are we going full on Boona? Are we going?
You're not having a korma, are you?
You're not having a korma. Surely you're in a rock band.
Not before a bus ride. Never. But if we have a night in a hotel, then maybe.
Okay, cool. Listen, it's really good to see you again. Every time you're in the UK, do come and see me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good luck at the Kerrang Awards. Good luck with Backseat Serenade. And thank you very much, Jack and Alex from All Time Low.
Thanks for having
us. Good to see you again. Thanks, guys. Thank you to All Time Low for coming in. I like how much they know about this show. They're like, can we play Innuendo Bingo next time?
That's really cool. We should definitely make that happen.
Yeah, definitely. Next time they're in the UK, definitely. Because I was explaining, it's a Wednesday, so we don't do it on Wednesdays. Yesterday or tomorrow, you've been fine.
This eyeliner thing being rock, can you explain that to me briefly?
Have you never seen that before?
Well, I mean,
never seen people, like rock stars, wear guyliner?
I can't say. I know what you mean. They have quite dark eyes.
Yeah, but that's why.
Right.
You've just never realised that that's what it is. It's actual mascara.
Okay.
That's why it kind of makes your eyes pop, you know, makes them stand out. Hey, listen, I've got another rock question. A couple of times already I've rang Dan P. Carter, Radio 1's rock god, because he does the rock show, just to ask him, just to pass by a few things about
the thing
rock.
Is, it's almost a bit cold calling now. You're not calling him again.
I've just got one more.
Don't do it again.
It's fine. He likes it.
Hello?
Dan?
Oh, mate, yes.
I'm about to play I Love It by Icona Pop. Is that rock?
No, that's not really, is it? Let's be honest, everybody knows that.
But it's got guitars in it, it's quite shouty.
It's not Slipknot, though, is it?
All right, thanks then.
Okay,
goodbye. Bye. I don't care because I love it. This is Icona Pop. It's my big thing this week. Turn this up. I got this feeling on the summer day when you were gone. I crashed my car into the bridge. I watched, I let it burn. I threw your stuff into a bag. Gus from Lee says, I feel there was a bit of a man crush going on between you, Chris, and All Time Low. Yeah, I'll live with that.
They're nice guys.
Yeah, really
They're
like
cool.
them. Icona Pop, and I Love It is my big thing this week. What are you thinking? Third play for it on this show. It's out on the 1st of July. They're off of Sweden. They met at a house party, and they were like, yeah, let's do a song. And then suddenly it's had 19 million views.
I didn't really like that at first. But
do
now
you like
I'm,
it now?
It's really catchy, isn't
it's
it?
It's impossibly catchy, yeah. I'm Scott Mills. It's Rock Week. I've got another question for Dan B. Carter.
I think we should leave him.
Yeah, but I want to know that I'm doing the right thing. I want to make the bosses feel that I'm making an effort on Rock Week.
Is there anyone else you can call?
Well, no, he knows everything.
Okay. I'm trying to think who else.
Think about it. Zane, a bit. Zane doesn't answer his phone. I've tried that before.
I agree. He is probably the best person to go to, but I just think, can you, if you're going to ask him questions, think of them all now. Do you know what I mean? Because I think it is going to come a point where it'll get annoying.
He'll be fine. Hey, I've got a new favourite insult.
What's that?
This is from... I was looking at Example's tweets.
I've been doing this
last
night. A lot lately.
Example is a massive lol on Twitter right now. Well, he often is. I read that he was so bored the other day in his hotel room that he was Shazamming the noise of the flushing toilet. That's how bored he was. So that was good. And then there were various people sending him a bit of banter. To one of them, he replied, "You salad."
Oh.
And that's now my new favourite thing.
Yeah, you see, he does this quite a lot.
Yeah, you salad.
This is, I don't know where he's got it from. I don't know if this is his thing.
Has anyone ever heard of that, like, that phrase before for a derogatory term?
No.
It's like, yeah, you idiot.
But I really like it because it's the most unaggressive... I mean, of all the foods, it's the least offensive.
But it did make me laugh a lot when I read it. I actually spat tea out. You salad.
Are you going to adopt it?
I'm using that all the time now. The Scott Mills Daily. All right, you salad. This is Radio 1. It's good, isn't it? It's good. I'm Scott Mills. Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Classic Queen. Rock track.
Hang on.
Queen... It's not Queen. Radio 1 rocks.
Does this count?
I don't know. I need to... Give me a sec.
Hello?
Dan?
Yes?
If I played the 5 version of We Will Rock You...
I would probably storm the building and give you a swift slap on the face. Please don't do that.
Not rock, no?
No.
All right,
no.
Thanks, Dan.
See ya.
Bye. As long as 5 bring the funk, queen bring the rock. No, that's off.
Is that off, then? No.
Off, not rock.
Because Dan P. Carter says so. The Scott Mills
Daily. All right, I need to do one more call to Dan P. Carter.
Can we make this the last one?
I just need to check something. Rock.
Hello?
Dan?
Oh, mate, no more. Are you going to do this all day?
I'm about to bite the head off of a teddy bear. Is that rock?
No.
All right, then, bye. Is he gone? Yeah. I'm obviously not really going to do
I
that.
Just think this is
I'm
getting...
I'm just trying to test him now.
I just think this is getting a little bit
awkward. Can I do one more? Redial. Right, this will be the last one.
Hello?
Dan?
Hello? Oh, yes, hello.
I'm thinking about throwing a cup of wee over my boss in honour of Radio 1, in honour of Radio 1 Rocks. Is that rock?
Yes. Yeah, that would definitely be rock. But can I be there when you do it?
I'll wait for you to come in if you want.
I can even provide the wee if you want.
All right, just checking. Thanks then, bye.
See ya.
I think it's fair to say the 3 people in this room right now are rock.
Yeah!
It's Rock Week on Radio 1. Sarah Cox is here.
Woo! Can you call me Sarah Fingers Cox, please? Because that's...
Hello.
That as in, like, guitar player. Could be my rock name.
Sarah Fingers Cox is here, and it's a rock Real or No Real special.
What do you want to be called?
Yeah.
I might be...
Scott, like... the biter or some muncher.
The muncher.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Scott, the muncher, Mills.
It's quite good. Chris?
Got a certain ring.
Like, I could just be the tongue. I'd play the guitar with my tongue. Like sort of Jimi Hendrix, like.
We so rock. Okay, here's your first one.
The 1970s rock band Kiss brought out their own comic book for which the red ink was made using the band's blood.
Now that's rock.
That is rock.
Ooh. Yeah, but they'd get themselves in a right pickle if it took off. And they'd need to, you know, print thousands of copies.
Yeah.
What would they do?
There is an element of health and safety lacking from this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because it was the 70s. Involved. I don't think that was really on then, was it? I think where things were a lot kind of... they just let a lot
I
more
think
things
juicy,
go.
Yeah, juices just flowed a lot more back in them days.
Definitely. Yeah.
Let's think. What was it called? Do we know what it was called? The comic?
I think it was just a Kiss comic book.
The Kiss comic book with some of their blood in it.
But who would have organised that? That's the thing. A comic book made by Kiss seems like a horrendous idea.
Yeah, because what would the stories be? They'd just be like hijinks when like a groupie gets locked in and like a tour bus or something like that.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm going to say No Real, just because I wouldn't think anyone would commission that.
Yeah, I'm going to say No Real as well.
That one is real.
Oh, horrible.
So they went to the Marvel comic headquarters and just dripped their blood and said, that's what we want to do.
Oh,
there you go, dude. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's rock.
And next.
Yumi at Six once trashed their hotel room, throwing a TV out the first floor window in the process, but felt so bad about it the next day that they handwrote letters of apology to the hotel staff.
That's so sweet.
That's the kind of thing I can imagine them doing, though, because they're nice boys.
I like the idea that they've got writing sets. Remember them off of being little? I used to be so thrilled when I get a new writing set with the matching envelopes.
What I've noticed recently as well, over the last couple of years, is people that are really famous do have their own headed stationery.
Oh, I love that. My sister's got that with her address on. She's also got a stamp where you've got like an ink stamp.
Like a seal.
Of your name and address.
That's posh.
Yeah, it's well posh.
That's lazy.
People include...
She might be lazy, you're right.
People including Will Smith and Lily Allen have got those.
Got their own headed stationery.
Yes, I know, because I've received letters from both of them.
How come? What, after a delightful dinner party round at yours? Or is it when you've sent them nudie pens?
It was on both occasions to say thank you for an interview that I'd done with them, which is very polite.
That's really nice.
Weird.
But did Yumi at Six throw a TV out of the window and then feel really bad about it after?
I'm thinking with this one, it's a bit of a cliche, isn't it? Throwing the TV out of the hotel window.
Yes.
But then that's probably why they did it, because they felt the need to be rock. They thought, what's the first thing you would do? You'd throw the TV out. And then they probably regretted it.
I was staying in a hotel recently where they were telling me they had a rock night. So they had some bands playing rock. And also, if you wanted to feel like a rock star, you were allowed, they cleared the street beforehand, you were allowed to throw a TV out of the window.
Wow, and they just had some old broken tellies in there.
And that was part of the deal when you paid your money for rock night.
That's stupid. That's not rock at all, is it? Paying for the privilege. Like,
through an open window.
That's ridiculous.
Wow.
And making sure that the road was completely cleared before. No.
Yeah.
You meet Six?
I'm
going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I'm not doing well this week. Yeah.
Next on our rock special.
On Iggy and the Stooges' 1973 tour, Elton John decided to surprise the band by rushing on stage dressed as a gorilla. Unfortunately, Iggy himself was in such a confused state at the time that he assumed he was hallucinating and carried on playing.
Oh, God. Right.
I love that could be normal.
Mm. I think in rock world it is. But if Elton John came on dressed as a gorilla, you would think, wow, I'm on some crazy mind-bending drugs here.
Now, back in those days, Elton John was pretty wild himself, wasn't he? This was long before garden parties with David Furnish and Liz Hurley. This is when he himself was, I think, indulging a little too much.
The rails.
Off the rails, pretty much. I think that one must be real. It must be real, mustn't it?
It's It has to be real. This can't be made up.
But the gorilla, I mean, you mustn't have thought, the lead singer mustn't have thought it was a real gorilla in the hallucination, because they're never very good, are they, those gorilla outfits?
No. But they thought, I mean, that person must have just thought that they were dreaming or hallucinating, that kind of thing,
somebody
right?
in a gorilla outfit.
Okay.
So then I bet Elton John was gutted because he wanted a big fuss and maybe a small wrestle.
Nothing
yeah,
to see
he loves
here.
A fuss. And instead was just completely ignored, which in turn probably made him think that he was imagining it himself.
Chris has, for a long time, been convinced that him and Elton John are very similar and, and would make great friends.
Has it happened yet, the meeting?
No, not yet, but I've always said we're very similar people, I think, but we just took two very different paths in life.
Sliding doors.
Exactly like this film Sliding Doors.
Do you like fresh flowers at all times in your house?
No, I just think he's gone off on that kind of direction. I'm not like that, but I think we both trod a similar path.
Mm. Are you more Elton John kind of circa 85?
Possibly. I don't know how old that would have made him.
Is that like the stripy dungarees and star-shaped glasses?
And going out with girls?
No, the girls thing. Right. Yeah.
And so now into girls.
And then he made a choice and took took a different direction.
Is that what you're trying to tell us?
At some point, we were on this same path, and at some point, he's gone, right, well, I'm leaving this path. He's gone off.
Yeah. I'm leaving this path.
But did he dress as a gorilla at this concert in the 70s?
I'm saying real.
Yes, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing.
What about this, though?
Queens of the Stone Age frontman Josh Homme once trained a baboon to play the bass. The animal is credited as a performer on the opening track of their third album.
Crazy. We had him in the other day. Joshua Homme. To rhyme
is it Homme?
With mommy.
What is that all about? Why?
Homme to rhyme with mommy, not Homme to rhyme with Dom.
But why is he rhyming it with mommy?
No, he doesn't. Oh. It was just his people emailed ahead when we asked. We said, is it Homme or Homme? Because we thought it was Homme. And they said, no, Homme is around with Mommy. I mean, what else could it have been? Pommy? Johnny? No. Anyway, what was it? A baboon?
Yeah.
Trained. The one with the bottom? The big bottom? Yeah, the red bottom baboon.
Off of Safari Parks.
On a what? Base?
Yeah, the ones that...
on a double bass, because I can see that if it's wearing a hat at a jaunty angle. I would love to see a baboon on a big double bass.
The ones that climb on your car at the safari park.
Ooh, filthy creatures.
They don't care what they do. They've got no respect.
I don't think the baboons are the most intelligent, musically creative ones. I think if it was an orangutan, you might have me. Or maybe chimp on a cello.
Sarah, I don't think it needs to matter. I think this baboon, I think they just wanted the gimmick probably of having an animal on the album.
Right.
And so they've got it playing a bass.
So it could have just like bitten the wood of the bass and like urinated on it. And then it'd be like, which I've heard worse in the live lounge.
Yeah. And we all, God. Real or no real?
I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh!
Sarah Cox.
Huge.
You had a shocker.
Huge.
Gosh, I normally whoop you.
At the end of the Rock, real or no real?
Sarah
That's
scored
why,
10.
See.
10?
Yeah,
I scored 30.
Oh, bad times. Well, but go back to normal next week.
Good.
No Rock, you'll be fine.
I'm hanging up my fingers.
Oh, last minute adjustment, by the way. Josh Homme taught a baboon to play bass. Was no real. I said it was
no
real.
No real?
It's no real. Adjust the point.
That makes it 20 all.
Yes. Yes, Sarah Cox. Tomorrow on the show, it's all about The Voice. The semi-finals are this weekend. Danny O'Donoghue plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. And Jessie J will be with us live at 2:30.